Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk to you about tonight. We'll start up with the something positive from Lou Rockwell over at lourockwell.com. There's certainly enough bad news to go around about the situation with the government and it becoming more and more of a police state every single day, and you know, we could just keep going down the list of just awful news, but it's nice to have somebody with a positive perspective about what's going on out there, specifically in regards to the marketplace and the economy. So we'll start with that, of course, take your calls about whatever you want. Lou Rockwell writes that it's a marvelous thing to see the market work in good times and bad. Just look at the way that marvelous, unplanned barometer of wise resource use, the price system, has reacted in response to the human reality of economic downturn. As we prepare for the future with the holidays upon us, consumers are wondering whether it's a wise thing to take on too many new financial burdens. They're cutting back and still somewhat indecisive about the economic climate. For most people, the only real evidence of downturn they see is the devastation that's been wrought on their retirement accounts. This causes quite a psychological hesitation to buy.
Oh, there's probably property values, too.
That's a factor.
And a lot of people are seeing unemployment.
What consumers need to spend is a solid inducement, one that coordinates financial responsibility with their material needs, and the retailers are there to provide it. Thus, our prices being chopped from one end of the country to the other. Earrings that were $700 are now $250. Purses that were $1,000 are now $250. Large screen televisions that were $2,000 are $1,200. Suits that were $900 are going for $400. Deals are everywhere, from laptops to cell phones to cars. The street wisdom is that now is the time to buy. Imagine if these prices were fixed, however, by some central committee.
Yeah.
The response would be slow in coming if it happened at all. The committee would likely stick by some cost-plus pricing rule that wedded present realities to past expense. But in the free market, there's only one reality, and that is the present problem of balancing consumer demand with economic viability. The price mechanism provides a means of coordinating consumer demands with producer realities. Retailers are wildly overstocked with goods at the moment, having made their purchases for Christmas way back in the springtime or the summer. He says we should never forget that sellers have to buy goods before they sell them and that this is always a speculative enterprise. The downturn hit hard and suddenly, and its impact has been felt up and down the structure of production. Retailers find themselves with a serious problem of overstuffed inventory, a declining cash flow, and a financial sector that's risk-averse. The solution is to disgorge, and this affords precisely precisely with the demand of consumers. So in this one signal of the price, we see a remarkable coordination taking place. When you put all these price cuts together, and they are pervasive, you end up with a macroeconomic setting that's a great relief to consumers in troubled times. Wouldn't you know that the press would find this to be a cause to bellyache about the supposed dangers of deflation? And in a crazy upside-down way, we find politicians, financial managers, and economists quoted all over the place who have deduced that the real problem with the economy is falling prices. They're confusing cause and effect. The cause of the downturn is that the bubble burst, and the effect is downward pressure on prices. The interests of producers and consumers are being coordinated here. For central planners to interrupt this process will only end up punishing everyone so that consumers will not be able to save money on good deals and businesses will end up carrying more inventory than they can afford. We'll be robbed of the blessing of lower prices, which are, contrary to what some people say, wholly compatible with economic growth. Now also, the less the consumers spend now means the more they'll have left over to save for the future, which also seems to be a wise choice today. Not only that, falling prices are an important means for flushing economic error out of a system that's rife with malinvestments generated during boom times. I won't go into this point further, but rather point you to the mind-opening work of Guido Hulsmann, Deflation and Liberty. Those who posit a disharmony of interest between consumers who want falling prices and overall economic health are showing an attachment to Keynesian-style thinking, which at its most fundamental level asserts that prices don't work to coordinate supply and demand. In fact, we see them working every day. The market, if left alone, is the means by which harmony among all market actors is achieved. Many people have wondered how it's possible that the Federal Reserve would be engaging in such a massive expansionary trend, creating money without limit, even as prices tend to fall. The answer can be found in the balance sheets of the banking system. The reserves are there, but they're finding new, or rather finding few willing borrowers. We often hear about the credit crunch, but the real source of the supposed problem here is a borrowing crunch. Borrowers are not in any position to expand and invest for the future. This is why, despite the Fed's effort to expand, the money supply today is actually shrinking. And this I was not aware of. I thought that the Fed was printing out more money and expanding the money supply, but Lou Rockwell saying it's actually shrinking. Very interesting. The Fed is pushing a variety of workarounds that would inject trillions in new money to the economy while bypassing the banking system altogether. Time will tell whether or not this will succeed. Meanwhile, a serious danger lurks around the corner. Once the recession is over, the lending will start again. With fractional reserve banking and limitless supplies of cash on hand, we'll likely see the overall price trends reverse from deflation to inflation to possible hyperinflation. Timing and extent entirely depend on many unknown factors, but it's something worth thinking about today. The urgency of price declines today then becomes all the more apparent. Now is the time to cut prices as low as possible. Yes, this means growing business failures, unemployment, and much worse, but this is precisely what's needed. As the Austrians have long said, the recession is a necessary phase. It's not an economic blight, but instead a tonic that heals. If we let the market work without trying to interfere with its operations, we'll see the recession will bottom out and the economy prepare for future growth. There's nothing that the government can do today apart from repealing laws and regulations that will make an improvement on the workings of the marketplace. As Mises wrote in Profit and Loss, the price system is our guide to both success and failure under conditions of freedom. We need to be as tolerant toward one tendency as the other. Your thoughts, gents?
I think it's great. And for people that don't understand the economics, and I must say I'm only a student, not a teacher of economics. I think that it's...
I'd say I'm a novice at best.
Yeah, the novice is probably a good term. You know, the pricing really does drive supply and demand. If the prices are too high, the supply is too high, the demand's too low.
What did we see on Black Friday with the Walmart stampede? If that price is too low, people will kill each other to try to get the product.
And do, yes.
Take the doors off the hinges, knock each other over. Get in fights.
Right. We're talking about a recession here that we're in the midst of. People are comparing it to the Great Depression and the Depression of 1873. You know, they're talking, you know, in really black terms. The fact is, a group of consumers in Long Island thought that it was worthy to trample a man to get these flat-screen TVs or whatever during a recession. So price drives demand.
The problem is that the government doesn't like it when prices drop because people, Keynesian economics seems to say that that's a problem, even though it's just the price scale working. So it's just supply and demand. It's adjusting for people's needs versus and wants versus yeah. what they have to trade. And the government wants to prop up the prices we have today.
Pricing dropping is great.
Right. Right. The government seems to be, and people in general, seem to be all about the status quo. The fact is, when somebody has to lower their price, somebody else gains. And that so from a macro scale, and that's what they're supposed to be looking at, that's a good thing. Yes, it hurts me that the value of my home in Florida that I own has been diminishing.
This
at one
true.
Point, it was at worth more than $250,000. Now it's worth probably $160,000. So, you know, and that's if I can get somebody to pay me for it, because it's not worth $160,000 unless I can get somebody to pay me for it.
That's true.
So, you know, that's just the way that goes. I bought at the very beginning of the bubble, and
you took a risk.
It's still not worth less than what I bought it for.
Toll-free number here for your thoughts is 800-259-9231.
The government's being a little bit more subtle this time, though, I think, about how they're trying to prop up prices, because during the Depression, they actually would either plow under, say, crops that farmers were growing, or they would pay people not to grow produce to try to keep prices high, which was bad for the average person. It's one of the reasons you saw bread lines during the Depression, and you haven't yet. But now what they're doing is just injecting money into the system to try to fight price deflation. And we're going to see that bounce back the other way, like Lou Rockwell saying there.
In fact, speaking of injecting money, 48 people lined up to the federal trough recently, 48 governors. We'll tell you what they're looking for here in moments. 800-259-9231. It's not a pat on the back either. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the bulletin board system. We've got a lot of posts, over 400,000 of them. You'll find them all completely free. Serious issues to fun stuff, you find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we go to your phone calls about what you want, Steve, in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, great show. I'm enjoying listening. I've just been listening to the gentleman and his book. I didn't quite get the title, but Cold Warning to America. And you know, I'm kind of a little worn out by.
I'm sorry. What was the book that you mentioned?
I don't know which. I don't know if it was a book. The gentleman that you've just had on was talking about God's warning to America, and he was talking
You must be listening to a different show, but you can go ahead with your point anyway. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything. We were talking about the economy, so
I'm terribly sorry. Well, okay, I can probably make a point on that.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was listening to what was predominantly a Christian-based show, and I thought it was the GCN network. It was the same, but the point that I wanted to make when I tried to get through to GCN earlier when I was listening to, I think it was Alex Jones, was that there appears to be missing some kind of idea of what to do, of what transition to make into making action, because there's a lot of information now as to what the problems are, shadow governments, secret governments, plans to lead the media, lead us by the nose into war, the things that are going on in India, the globalization of the auto industry and every other production-based economy so that no nation can defend itself. But what's missing, I think, is that through listening to all of this, is nobody's pointing to a political solution. Everybody's talking about buying seeds, getting water, solar panels, becoming independent.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have to say that, I mean, I know what you're talking about. A lot of the shows that are on our network are of that sort of, I don't know, shall we say, fringe conspiracy theory.
Well, defeatist attitudes,
to some extent. Well, they adopt defeatist attitudes because the picture that they paint for themselves is just so grim. It's just so bleak. You know, oh my God, the Bilderbergers are going to take, you know, they're taking over the world. It's going to be a one-world government. They're going to exterminate 80% of the population.
These men are insidious. You can't fight them. They're too powerful.
Right. Get your food now. Build your bunker. Hop in there and just stock
and get
up.
Get a gun from the gun shop. And I always think of, every time I hear that people say that, I always think of the Davidians in Waco and David Koresh. I mean, they had a few guns themselves, but it didn't save them.
Well, when you're up against the U.S. military, the odds are not on your side. Although that said, the insurgents in Iraq have been doing an okay job against them. But I see where you're coming from. And on this show, this is Free Talk Live. It is an open format show, but we do approach the issues from a pro-liberty perspective. And it's easy for us to sit here and say, well, look at the rise of the police state. Look at all this terrible stuff happening. But at the same time, it's also something we try to do is give solutions. And but before I give you a solution, I have to ask, how do you feel about liberty? I mean, do you feel like that's something that you want for your life? Are you willing to allow others to have freedom for their lives, even if they might choose to do something that you wouldn't choose to do?
Well, here's my, if I can make a point, because I'd like to I do have an idea of a solution. I'd love to hear yours, but if I can just make a point.
Yeah, by all means.
I believe in 100% tolerance. I don't believe in the death penalty. I don't believe in personally. I mean, I'm very. I hate the word liberal because in this country it kind of has a negative connotation. But I believe that most crimes should come under the Mental Health Act rather than the criminal justice. You know, I think that you know, if society looks after, if governments are elected and look after their citizenry because they're elected to do so, and we educate people properly and we treat them well. That over a generation or two has a much more positive effect on crime in the long run than if you just keep building bigger prisons and criminalizing everything. I think it's counterproductive in the long run. But here's my idea of a solution. I think that what's happened with Obama, because I personally I'm terrified of this guy, and was the day after he got nominated and went and did a speech to AIPAC promising $30 billion in unconditional aid to Israel. I thought this guy's a dark horse here. So I was worried about him. But there is some good things that's come out. He has shown how there is an appetite and an undercurrent and a silent majority in this country just in the way that his internet campaign mobilized people. And even though when they find out Obama is not the messiah that they seem to think that he is, what's been shown is that there is a way, and there are free thinking people, there are institutions, and there are methods to deliver a message of liberty and freedom to people, because he's proved it in this election. So the very things that they have used to mobilize people erroneously during this election can be turned against them and used for the election of a proper political organization, because we need another one. The Democrats and the Republicans, I think, are dead. They're controlled, and I wonder whether or not you can.
I have to say that I see where you're coming from on this, because I used to have a similar viewpoint, the idea of, well, let's build a third party and get a third party candidate elected, and I think that, you know, there's some merit to where you're coming from, but I personally have rejected it at this point, and that is because I think the federal government is a complete and utter useless organization. In fact, yeah, it's less than useless. It's dangerous, and there's no amount of right people that you can elect to an agency that has no other tool beyond coercive force.
It's irredeemable in the sense that it's you just can't get it back. It's too big of a juicy plum for the people that would use power, and it's so thoroughly entrenched that I just don't think that even electing a guy to president, if you had elected Ron Paul to the presidency, it would have been a great start.
But that's not to say that we're defeatist about what the future of liberty might possibly be. So I'll present my solution here briefly for you, and that is that if you love liberty, you truly understand, and you say you're 100% tolerant, and that sounds good to me. It sounds like you're on the right track for sure. You sound like a definite candidate. The people that have joined the Free State Project are, I think they're the most effective group of activists I've ever come across, and they're focusing their activism in one geographical area and that happens to be New Hampshire. So instead of focusing on the national government, which is incredibly difficult to do anything in the realm of changing. There are political activists, since you sound like you're into politics, you'll find a lot of political activists up here in New Hampshire doing some just absolutely unprecedented and exciting things. And what I'd like to invite you to do is to go to freestateproject.org and learn more about the organization. Have you ever heard of it?
No. Well, you see, the other thing that I've got is that I haven't given my real name because I'm kind of worried. So, but I'm a filmmaker. And I've just produced a movie, which I'm not going to necessarily promote it. But after 2005, when I realised that hostages were being killed in Baghdad, and then the media were using those hostage videos to build consensus for all kinds of things that were going on, I decided that I was very angry. And so
I can tell you that we need doers. We need the people that are willing to actually get things done instead of the people that are just cowering in their basements. So head over to freestateproject.org, and I thank you for the call. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from pepperspray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from pepperspray.com? Shop now at pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR 5, GLUR 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100 person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features, by the way, include the updates. You get signed up, we clue you in. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates. freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? You can do it with new knobs and pulls. The fact is, you know, if you're looking to sell your house right now, you can really spruce up the look of the kitchen by just changing out the knobs. And you can do it by going to innerknobs.com. You can save 10% off of the already wholesale price at internobs.com and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. That's internobs.com for friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and pulls at internobs.com.
You skipped how you save 10%.
No, I didn't.
No, you said you can save 10%, but you didn't say how.
I'm sorry. Use code FTL.
FTL is in Free That's Talk correct. Live to save 10% at internobs.com. We go to Mike in Ottawa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Ian. I'm a little bit sleepy, a federal government worker that only gets 50% of his take-home pay because of too many taxes as it is. But did I hear that right? Ford is going to get $25 billion to send jobs to Brazil.
Is that true? I don't know.
Yes.
Is this breaking news?
Well, it's not terribly breaking, but... No.
It's hard to keep track of all
the money.
It looks
like the bailout has occurred.
Well, this may affect me, too, because of the auto pact. I mean, what does this mean? Next year I can't even send the kids to Taekwondo?
I'm not sure what this
means.
Never
heard that.
How much?
I heard that
was
about an hour ago. I was half asleep. I heard something on the radio about Ford's guarantees to include $25 billion, but they're going to build plants in Brazil.
It's very interesting. Well, you know, hey, that's what government's all about. It's about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies, and so it sounds like Ford's got some friends in
there. My question is, are they going to build cars or buy more chainsaws?
Well, I don't know. Thanks for the call.
I did have a quick question.
Oh, you still there?
Yeah.
Aren't GM and Ford, don't they make some of their cars in Canada? Are you familiar with that or not?
Well, I think generally most of the cars were made in Canada originally, in the Southern Hochshore.
Because my impression was that even though they're so-called American
auto, Oshawa, blah, blah, blah.
Right, they're already made in Ontario or somewhere else that's not the United States. So I guess the fact that they're sending the jobs to Brazil, it's further away.
They're talking 9,000 layoffs in the next 18 months in Ontario.
Mm. So this is something that's affecting Canadian workers then. Very interesting. I appreciate you bringing that
very
up.
Very much on our mind.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not sure. When did this news break?
I heard it on the radio about an hour and a half ago.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm looking
on the
drug
Ford
report.
And I'm presenting a plan to Congress.
And yeah, I see Ford requesting $9 billion loan.
$25 billion.
GM looking for $18 billion. So
NPR was talking about something like this.
Well, anyway, a lot of money, taxpayer dollars, or I guess printed money, is going to be going to these auto companies, most likely. And if it results in what you're suggesting, then that's terrible news. But is anybody really surprised at this point?
Well, thanks. I know Ontario and New York are very closely linked, but this is ridiculous.
Well, I thank you for the call, and good luck up there in the great northern areas, Canada there, being affected by the bailouts.
It certainly is, and, you know, there are parts of Ontario, from my experience of going there and from what I've heard from Canadians, Ontario is essentially New Jersey and Detroit sort of rolled into one for Americans. That's my impression. That's where a lot of their heavy industry is, and it seems like that's where a lot of those auto jobs would be, is in Ontario. And, you know, I'm sure it does affect them negatively, but if the government didn't step in, which I don't think they should, I still think you'd see some of those jobs going away. I think you might see certain cars, you'd see car models that aren't very profitable being discontinued, and that would be a better system. I mean, it would allow the market to decide, you know, which plants stay open based on which cars are in demand and which cars make a profit for those companies so they can stay in business and still make cars. It'd be much better to leave that to the free market. But regardless of how things pan out, you're still going to see auto workers out of work. And you're going to see a lot of other workers out of work. It's not just the auto industry. That's getting
talked about.
They're
just not selling the cars that they were. And, you know, I don't know that that's Congress's fault or anything. I mean, I don't think that – I don't see any reason at all that Congress should be involved in something like this. But – you know, things are going to change in the auto industry no matter what.
And it makes sense that Americans would scale back their purchases. And to be honest, a lot of Americans didn't need to be buying a new car every two or three
years.
It would have been just as cost effective, if not more, to just keep driving the same car. It doesn't have to be a piece of junk, but push it a couple more years. You know, a car should last more than two or three years, and a lot of people,
especially new cars, they're just built better than they were in the 80s.
Right, and it makes no sense to be buying a new car every few years, because a new car is going to devalue as soon as you drive it off the lot. It starts to lose value.
Anybody that's concerned about finances should not be buying brand new cars. Period. Whether it's good times or bad times, if you're concerned about your finances, you're a fool to buy a new car, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd buy a pre-owned with more than 30,000 on it would be my recommendation. I mean, you don't want something with too many miles on it, because you want it to be reliable and you don't want to have a ton of repair bills, but you don't need to be buying anything that's brand new.
Yeah, I agree that I would get something with a used car with some lower mileage, but when purchasing a car, to me, it should be the point where you're like, well, let's see, repairs versus what it's going to cost me to, you know, buy a new car. This car is just costing me so much. I guess I just got to get a new one. I had a car like that. I had a BMW.
Well, when you say new, you don't mean new.
Well, I mean new to me.
Right.
Look, the fact is, until I have $1 million, I'm not going to buy a new car. I just don't. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
I understand.
If you can't go and buy a new car with cash, you shouldn't be buying a new car.
I understand why some people do it. They say to themselves, well, I don't want to have to deal with the repairs, but I swear, There's a lot of
new cars that break down.
All the new mileage, or the low mileage used cars that I've bought, they've been fine.
Yeah.
Now,
me too.
I made the mistake one time of deciding, you know, I'm going to get a sports car instead of a regular car, and I just dumped a lot of money into the BMW, mm-hmm. where I could have, you know, bought something else that would have been similar, but not as zippy, and saved money.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. So, yeah, the auto industry looking for some serious bailoutage. It appears to be that they're in the planning stages at this point. It doesn't look like the actual bailout has been initiated. Of course, there's another bailout that's in the planning stages. It's to the tune of $100 billion, and there are 48 state governors that are asking for this one.
Okay, I was going to ask what this one was for, because we had financial companies and we had auto industry, and now we have the states.
Yeah, according to Bloomberg, U.S. governors will ask that any federal stimulus plan for the states include as much as $100 billion in aid. Oh, excuse me, this is just an inclusion request, so the actual amount is probably going to be much larger than this. They're just saying they need at least $100 billion just to cover the swelling costs of social services. So they're saying that if indeed there is going to be a stimulus plan for the states, it has to at least have $100 billion for social services. 48 governors met with President-elect Barack Obama today, apparently, to press their case for a federal package to help them weather the U.S. recession that began in 2007. The state executives want an assistance plan to create jobs through infrastructure projects such as highways and to aid with programs such as unemployment benefits, food stamps, and health care for the poor, according to Governor Ed Rendell from Pennsylvania.
This is just so silly. It doesn't make any sense. When you're talking about a time of recession as we're going through here, the fact is that this money, where is it going to come from the federal government? Likely, or at least what we people believe, is from taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where do the taxes come from? The same damn people that they're going to be helping. But in the process, we have to employ a bunch of bureaucrats on both the state and the federal level in order to pass this money out. Doesn't it make sense to just leave the money in the hands of the people that need it? What about the rich people are going to have money and the poor people won't? Well, the rich people employ the poor people.
So true.
Even if you were going to take this money through taxes, it would make more sense to have the states do it individually. You're not going to have as many middlemen in Washington handing it out. So it's going to be more effective. You're not going to have that bureaucratic overhead. You'll still have some at your state capital. But if you're going to tax people more for programs or to make up for budget shortfalls, it would make more sense to tax them at the local level.
But, of course, you can't tax people at the local level because an amount of money like this has to be essentially printed out of thin air.
And that's the problem, is that the feds have the printing press
exactly.
And the state governments don't.
And this will, of course, make the states even more subservient to the feds than they already are. More on the way, and there's more numbers on this. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology, trust trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, get your holiday shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. New items, used items, whatever it is you need to buy, enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. And feel good because you're getting the products you want at great prices, and you're helping Free Talk Live all at the same time. Really, what could be better than that? amazon.freetalklive.com. So, back to the story here briefly, and then to your phone calls. Bloomberg reporting that the governors have met with soon-to-be President Barack Obama and have asked him to include in a federal stimulus plan for the states as much as $100 billion in aid to just cover the costs of social services. In addition, they also say they need more than $130 billion in infrastructure projects that are waiting to go ahead if funding is secured. Now, this is an interesting quote from Governor Rod Blagojevich. He says, "We're not asking for the federal government to bail us out. We will do our part." Well, what is that supposed to mean? This is called a stimulus plan. They're not talking about loans. They're talking about aid. That sounds to me like a handout. So what's he talking about when he says he's going to do his part? The $100 billion would be in addition to the infrastructure projects, said the governor in an interview. He said the total amount of any assistance from Washington and when it might come are unclear. So we're talking about a minimum of $230 billion is what they're asking for right now. Probably some other things that they'll come up with between now and the time the bill actually comes through.
It'll be more than a trillion.
It'll be more, yeah, more than a trillion for
sure. I agree, yeah.
Rendell said the meeting was productive and that Obama was receptive to the state's needs. He said no price tag or time frame from a stimulus package has emerged. Blah, blah, blah. As people lose their jobs, they're going to look to us for help. We didn't just come here begging for help. Obama said he wants any rescue legislation to provide a bottom-up stimulus that begins at the state level, and he would like governors to help draft the measure. He told the governors, if we're listening to our governors, we'll not only be doing what's right for our states, we'll be doing what's right for our country. Make no mistake, these are difficult times. Are they? Are they that difficult? Are you having a difficult time right now? Maybe it's just because we're here in New Hampshire. The economy's pretty good. Maybe it's because we're doing a successful radio show, but are you having a difficult time right now? Maybe if you're living in certain parts of Michigan, perhaps?
I can tell you, ad revenues are pretty flat.
Really?
They're down for the show, so I don't know how it is. You know, you probably
are you
don't...
eating ramen yet?
I am not eating ramen.
Okay. Not that difficult.
Well, but I'm not going out to eat like I used to.
That's a good point. More than half of the states are suffering from declining revenue in the fiscal year that began 5 months ago. California accounts for nearly half of the $24 billion in budget deficits faced by a total of 31 states this year, according to the Center of Budget Policy and Priorities. Rendell said 41 states could face a total of $200 billion in shortfalls in 2009 and 2010. The U.S. is entering a period where spending is dropping because of flagging consumer confidence and the prospect of new job losses. According to Governor Patterson from New York, they face a $1.5 billion revenue shortfall in its current spending plan and $12.5 billion on the next one. So things are getting worse, progressively worse, as the state governments continue to just throw money at their bureaucracies with no care whatsoever to the people that are paying the bills, the taxpayers. I mean, so then they're coming to the U.S. government and they're demanding a bailout. That's where we are today. So keep your eyes on this one.
One of the reasons that they're probably having more trouble with budget shortfalls is that in many places, the local governments and the county governments collect a good amount of the revenue through property taxes. They might not be as high. We're in a particularly high property tax part of the country, mm-hmm. but in many places there is a property tax that goes to fund some kind of municipal services or county services, and even if they're not adding new programs, when those programs keep chugging right along and real estate values fall off, they're going to have a shortfall on those lower levels. Typically, you'll see the states step in and try to fund that in some way or make up for that, take over the responsibility for some roads or some of the school funding. So you're really seeing municipal governments failing to cut back, state governments trying to step in, but they're in no position to step in. They don't have any piles of money because they're already spending themselves into oblivion. And ultimately, it ends up at the federal level at the printing press. And that's the problem with our system of government. I mean, it's just when they have the power to create money, you're going to see that. As long as they have the power to print money, you're going to see states
and people,
begging for money and municipalities
and
doing
because the
same.
Government has the printing press, people sort of innately, even if they don't know that the government prints money to meet its shortfalls and that kind of thing, even if they don't know that information, you know, from an economic standpoint, they do feel it. They know that the money flows from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they what a lot of people think is that the government, gets all of its money from taxes, and it's just not so. So the people who have their hands out, of course, they're going to go to the government because they're the ones that hand out the money, and they're the ones that print the money, and they're the ones from whom all the money flows.
How has this ever happened before with the state governments actually going to the feds for a bailout?
I don't know anything about it.
I think this might be a first. I mean, I don't know of any time where this has happened. And it's dangerous.
Yes,
I mean,
it is. It could be a beginning of a trend.
Right. I mean, the states are going to become even more indebted to the federal government, and they're going to start to look at the federal government in much the same way that many people do, which is that it's a nanny. It's there to
like a welfare queen.
Right.
The states are going to become welfare queens after this.
Right. It's essentially they're looking at the federal government like it's their parent.
And
they're
absolutely
in a tough spot, and they're writing mom or dad for money.
Yeah, and the federal government's going to give it to them because they want that. I'm sure that the bureaucrats up in the federal government say to themselves, I really hate the way that state might be bucking this thing or that thing. If the state comes with their hand out, then they're that much more indebted.
Absolutely.
They're that much more beholden to the federal government.
Right. Most state governments are pretty darn owned by the feds today. I mean, lock, stock, and barrel, they're on board for all kinds of federal programs, education money, homeland security money. I mean, there's lots
roads.
Of federal money. Roads. There's lots of federal money that comes into state governments. Of course, it all comes from the taxpayers. But anyway, so a lot of them are lining up for these little bits of federal money that's been coming in over the last several years. Now we're talking about a significant amount. amount. We're talking about a significant amount in one lump, essentially one lump sum, and you're going to turn these people into welfare queens. I mean, and like you're saying, if they're having trouble with getting the states to be obedient on things like national ID, the real ID card, which a number of state governments have basically told the feds, look, we're not interested in doing this, well, that's no longer going to be a valid objection anymore. Because the feds are going to say, well, look, if you want our $12 billion bailout here, which it appears that you need, because what else are you going to do? Cut taxes?
Yeah, cut spending?
Yeah, so it appears you need this $12 billion, which we'll just happily print up for you, as long as you agree to implement the Real ID program, which you've said you are not going to implement. So you just change your mind on that, and we'll cut you in on the $12 billion. In fact, you're going to have to obey anything else that we come up with as well. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, but I mean, in many ways, many state programs are already so tied in with federal funding that it's almost a lost battle at this point. This is making it worse, but if you look at how a school is run, even public schools wouldn't have to be run so inefficiently if it wasn't for the federal mandates that are in place. I think I've heard figures as high as like 40 or 50% of the spending, at least in our district here in Keene, New Hampshire, is required by the federal government. So
really?
Even if they wanted to cut it, they couldn't cut certain programs because they'd lose the funding.
Right. These state governments would be better off cutting themselves from the federal government, period, freeing themselves in so many different ways, and then being able to shave off whatever percentages from the budgets they need to shave off in wherever areas are best to do that.
You'd really be much better off if you look at the amount of debt that the country is taking on in addition to the trillions
of
dollars.
The U.S. government?
The U.S. government, but ultimately it's going to affect the American people, because whether or not you pay taxes or support the government, you still have probably Federal Reserve notes are the paper in your wallet, mm-hmm. and what's in your bank account. And if the government wrecks the United States economy, which it can do pretty easily, you're going to suffer the consequences. So basically what the government is doing is mortgaging its future. It's a lot like how the housing crisis came about. They're living beyond their means by essentially taking out an equity line against future U.S. taxpayers. I mean, taxes are going to have to be much, much higher in the future just to pay for programs, you know, where the money's already been appropriated, like Social Security. And you could get nothing more out of government than paying for our current obligations, but taxes would still have to skyrocket. So really, in the long term, I think the U.S. is either going to have to restructure or
it can't survive.
It's going to have to break apart, not in its current form. I mean,
that's certainly what some people are predicting, and I, for one, would like to see, and I hope we can do everything we possibly can to hasten that, to make it happen sooner rather than later. I'd like to be out by 2012.
I don't see much value to the federal government for the average citizen. I just, you know, what's the point?
I just don't see any way that we can grow out of this problem. I don't see any way we can get away from it and fix it other than dissolving the union.
More on the way here. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.